Mr. Premier, firstly, I would like to start with your recent trip to Greece. What was achieved during the meetings you had? And on a more general note, what were your impressions from Greece and its people?
Well, first of all, we were made to feel very welcome. Obviously, the bonds between Australia and Greece, and particularly Victoria and Greece, are very strong. We have so many shared values. We have, obviously, with such a big diaspora in Melbourne and Victoria, I really had travelled from one great Greek city of the world to another great Greek city of the world in Athens. So we have a lot in common, and those bonds are really important to us, and that's why we took the opportunity to be there. I must say, it was really good to be able to be in Greece and see some economic improvement, some better data, a sense of confidence, a sense of optimism for the future. By no means any underestimation of the challenges that Greece faces, but things do seem to be turning around, and there does seem to be just that buoyancy, a little bit of confidence for the future, and that's something that I think warms the heart of every friend of Greece, to see better economic data and a more confident outlook. It was a really good trip, both stronger links in terms of our cultural partnership, but also a really determined focus on making our current relationship one that's perhaps a bit more focused on economic issues, a bit more focused on trade and investment, a bit more focused not just on friendship, but on doing more and more business together.
So is Victoria going to establish an office there, a representation in Greece?
Well, we have a situation where we've got a network of about, we've got 22 offices right around the world, and they serve us well. I think in some respects, because we have so many friendships, because we have so many existing partnerships back into Greece by virtue of having so many people of Greek heritage, we've got more than one office already. We've got many, many offices. Our real challenge, though, is to support from a government-to-government level. We need to support more and more people being aware of their opportunities for investment, for trade, for economic and business partnerships with Greece. And I talked to the Prime Minister about this, I talked to the President about this, and I think with that renewed optimism and some confidence about the future, I think there are some things that we can do. Just recently we had Minister Papadimitriou, who was here, the Minister for Commerce, and I met with him in Greece as well, so we'd seen each other a couple of times in only a couple of weeks. And I think he was very grateful for some of the practical things that he and I talked about, both on his visit to Australia and my visit to Athens, about things we could do to better connect businesses, to connect chambers of commerce, to connect perhaps Australian investors with businesses and other commercial opportunities back in Greece. So there's a lot of work to be done on that, but I think if you start the conversation saying, look, we're really good friends, there is some business going on now, but we want to be more and more economic partners as well. I think that's good for Victoria, and it's really good for Greece also.
Today, sure. The crime statistics were released, and yes, although there was a significant drop in burglaries, breaking and entering crimes, we saw an even more significant rise in robberies and sexual offences.
Yes.
Is the opposition therefore correct when suggesting that there is a law and order problem in Victoria under your government?
Well, I think that the figures, the report from the Independent Crime Statistics Agency, shows you that when the Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton said to me, if you give me more resources, I will turn this around, he knew what he was talking about, and that's exactly what he's done. We've given him additional resources, additional powers. We're recruiting some 3,000 extra police. The police academy out in Glen Waverley is full. We're recruiting more police than ever, and it's paying dividends. It's actually delivering a safer community. This report released today is the biggest drop in crime for more than 10 years. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot more to do. Of course there is. We'll keep recruiting. We'll keep backing our police. But today's an opportunity for us to say how proud we are of the work that every member of Victoria Police has done, and we know they'll continue to do, with our strong support to fight crime and make the community safer. I think we've had a reduction in all but three categories, so something like 70-odd categories have the rate is down. There'll always be more to do, though, and any crime is a tragedy, and there's a big cost to the community and hurt for individual members of the community, and we won't rest until we, you know, do even better. But you know, I don't think these numbers are to be taken lightly, and it's not for people to play politics with them. This is a result, the best result in a decade, and it's one that should be, I think, the source of some considerable pride, not for the politicians, but for the individuals in Victoria Police. They've done a great job, and they'll keep on working hard to do even better.
Finally, do you think it's fair for all commuters to be hit with an extra fee to reach the city in order to cover the cost of the Westgate Tunnel construction?
Well, the issue... Yeah, so
and can you guarantee that this extra fee will not be introduced to other road upgrades like the Hoddle Street or the Eastern Freeway?
So the first point is there's some pretty scurrilous, shameful nonsense being put around by some of our political opponents. We don't toll existing roads. We're upgrading the Eastern Freeway. It's a free road. It will remain a free road. The missing link, that is to say the northeast link which we're building, that's a new road and that will be the subject of tolls. But the Eastern Freeway is a free road. We're going to make it much better, but it will remain free. Interestingly, with the Westgate Tunnel, a second crossing, a second river crossing, we can't keep pretending that the Westgate Bridge can take more and more traffic. We need to get trucks out of local streets and give those local roads back to local residents. We need to get more freight into the Port of Melbourne faster, and we need to deal with the growth in our community. You know, there are some, the Liberal opposition, who like to talk about growth. Well, you don't manage growth by opposing projects. You manage growth by getting on and building things, and that's what this Westgate Tunnel is all about. It stacks up, and the choice is simple. Either every Victorian taxpayer will pay for this road, or the people who use the road, motorists, and get the benefit from it.
But not the people who are going to be using the Westgate Tunnel, though. All commuters.
Well, and the previous government put in place exactly the same arrangement when they signed contracts. We're delivering the project, but they did the deal to widen the Tullamarine Freeway. Tolls went up across the whole network. And that's the key point. It is a network. And if you have a problem in one area, it reflects and reverberates and causes all sorts of problems right throughout the network. This is value for money. It's a project that must be delivered. It's a project that's been talked about for decades. Well, I'm not talking about it. I'm delivering it. Work starts in a couple of weeks because we can't wait any longer. We've got to have a second river crossing. Of course it has to be paid for, and of course it would have been cheaper if it was built 20 years ago. But I can't change that. All I can do is get on and get things done. And that's what I do. I get things done because that's what I was elected to do.
Mr. Premier, I would like to thank you for your time.
A great pleasure to talk to you. All the best to you and to your listeners for a safe and happy Christmas, and all the very best for 2018.